Warmer temperatures will be continuing to push in and out of the region over the next 5 to 7 days, but we are going to see periods of disruption in the warming trend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. One of those such disruptions to the warm-up is occurring now, with a frontal system cutting across the north half of the region today, and it will go ahead and push southward this afternoon. We're seeing the wind switch from a west-northwest direction to a more northerly direction behind the front, and we are also seeing some brief periods of light snow and snow flurry activity across the area as a result of the change in atmospheric conditions. The temperatures at this hour are running single digits and teens across a big part of North Dakota and the northern half of Minnesota. Temperatures farther south are in the 20s and even some lower 30s. Mid 30 degree readings occurring out around the Mobridge area of South Dakota and farther to the southwest. Well, the forecast temperatures are going to be trending a little bit cooler as we go into the day tomorrow. Single digits and teens will be possible in the afternoon, except from south central North Dakota through a large part of eastern South Dakota into northwestern Iowa, where some 20s are likely. Now, the high temperatures on Friday will rebound in most cases, and we'll see 20s and 30s across the majority of the region. And on Saturday, another setback will begin with temperatures in the upper single digits and teens in North Dakota, while in the 20s and a few lower 30s in the southeast part of the region. Our nighttime lows will bounce around too. The majority of those readings are expected to be coolest over the next day or two. Low temperatures tomorrow morning will be in the negative teens in parts of northern Minnesota and northeastern one-third of North Dakota. Will look for negative and positive single digits in the rest of the region. The lows on Friday morning will be mostly negative and positive single digits, and then as we get out into Saturday, we'll rebound into the teens across many areas except for northern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, where some upper single digit readings will be possible still. Another setback on those low temperatures on Sunday morning with negative and positive single digit readings, and then we'll try to warm up again. Our precipitation is expected to continue somewhat restricted, but snow will likely move across portions of the region as we go forward through the rest of the day today, becoming more and more concentrated on southern and western areas. Not much of the snow will accumulate in a meaningful manner. Another opportunity for snow will come with the next frontal system on Thursday night going into Friday, and we'll see another dusting to an inch of snow. There may be a spot or two that get nearly 2 inches, but up in the north only, and we'll look for that snow event to pass on out of the region, and we'll do it one more time probably a little bit later in our weekend. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.